Power will totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evan the Holy Spirit, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Band holds him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a scorcher out there. Hope everybody's trying to stay as cool as possible because I got into my car and it was 124 degrees. So, hope everybody's had a good week so far up to this point, coming up to the Memorial Day weekend. Hope everybody has some big plans for this weekend, be it going to a Rays game, be it going, if you're lucky, you might be going to a Bolts game tonight. At some point in time, just do yourself a favor. Kick out the grill. Make some steaks, burgers, something, hot dogs. I know I will. Gotta enjoy it. There's a lot of stuff going on. You have the stuff here locally. You have the stuff out in Las Vegas. That's why you're listening to my golden pipes right now. Randy will be calling in later in the program to join us to talk about UFC 187. Big card, possibly, at least early on, it was billed as one of the better cards for the year on UFC's schedule. This was supposed to be the John Jones fight. Obviously, that's not happening. He has those legal issues he has to deal with. So we're going to be seeing Anthony Johnson versus Daniel Cormier going for the first time that Bones isn't fighting with or for the belt in over 4 years. So we will have a new light heavyweight champion by the end of tomorrow night. We also have Chris Weidman versus Vitor Belfort. That's going to be a big fight right there. We had Eddie Truck Gordon on the show on Knockout Radio last night to talk about his camp teammate in Chris Weidman, still undefeated. Going to be a great fight to watch there. You have Donald Cerrone versus John McDessie. That was supposed to be, I think it was Khabib Nurmagomedov. That, again, had been billed from the beginning as one of the more exciting fights on the card, and injury bug rearing its nasty head, having to swap out for John McDessie. Then big fight with Travis Brown and Andrei Arlovsky, to the heavyweights of the group. This is also going to be interesting because if you've been following on social media at all, you've been seeing a lot of these guys taking selfies together. They are friends, and it will add a very interesting little twist to that fight. And then the curtain jerker, if you will, for the main card for the pay-per-view, that's Joseph Benavidez versus John Moraga. Going to be a flyweight fight there. So we'll see if the little guys will be able to excite everybody. They usually are. Staying in the flyweight division, John Dodson versus Zach Makovsky. That, I think, is going to be not the biggest names. John Dodson has been very critical of Demetrius Johnson, the flyweight champ, recently, saying that John Dodson, he's going to be the savior of the division since Demetrius isn't a very exciting fighter. So, I don't know, he's been talking a lot of trash recently, and he'll have to back it up in the main event of the prelims on Fox Sports 1. That's tomorrow night. Top to bottom, it is a stat card into the Fox Sports 1, and even the UFC Fight Pass fights. So make sure to tune into that. That's going to be starting mid-afternoon tomorrow. But before then, we obviously have some baseball, hockey, got some football news to talk about as well. How about them Bolts? We'll talk about the Bolts here in a second, because we will, for the briefest of moments, head out to the phone lines and welcome my great friend Rob. Rob, how are you, sir?
Wags.
How are you?
I got a prediction for you, buddy.
Let's hear it.
The Western Conference will win the Stanley Cup this
year. You're breaking up, Rob. Who's going to win?
Anaheim Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks are going to win. Okay, what? Why are you saying that?
The Bolts, they still got some games to go against the Rangers. The Rangers are a good team, Wags. A lot of people cut down New York sports teams. You know that?
No, I understand that. I agree with that. But you also, I mean, it's a four-team fight right now. I wouldn't even take the Blackhawks out of it. I don't see why you're so confident that the Ducks will have an easy time with the Hawks.
They will. 2-1 right now. And Anaheim beat Chicago in Chicago, Wags.
All right. That's an interesting prediction. We'll talk about it more the rest of the show. But I really think that the Bolts have shown a lot of gumption. I think the phrase is chutzpah. They've really been able to come back. I think they showed a lot with Wednesday's game. You talk about a guy, and I said this on last week's show, you talk about a guy like Henrik Lundqvist, who was in form coming into this series. The Bolts got through Carey Price, one of the best goaltenders. He's a Vezina Trophy finalist, one of the best goaltenders for the season. But why Lundqvist is one of the guys who at least was up to this series, wasn't in the running for the Conn Smythe for the playoff MVP, is because he's in form now. So it's been really good for the confidence of the Bolts to be able to say, look, there's this guy, he's going to be on top of his game. In the playoffs, he's been amazing. So to have success almost at will and be able to put everything together on even strength, on power play, especially on power plays, to make sure you utilize that man advantage. They've been able to do that. I think going down 2-0 early on in Wednesday's game, it lit that fire, and they certainly responded, 4 goals unanswered. So if you find a way, especially right now, to deal with the goalkeepers, the goalies, then you're going to be golden. And again, as I said last week, it's going to be the biggest question will be, how consistent will Lundqvist be? More importantly, how consistent will Bishop be? And the more consistent of those two, everything is on those two right now. Everything is on those two. So the more consistent of the two will have the winning team. Bottom line. And up to this point, the Bolts have been able to outscore their mistakes and outscore Bishop's inconsistency. So we'll see how it goes. It's been feast or famine with Bishop. He's either really on or really off. And especially when he's really off, you have to hope that everybody else, all the scorers, will be able to take advantage of mistakes on the other end of the ice to still try to pull out a win. And they did that, and Kucherov was one who took advantage of a shift change in the early part of the overtime. He hustled up the ice in the middle of that line change, and then he threw that wrist shot right by Lundqvist's blocker. So good thing that OT is a golden goal. It's sudden death, so we'll see how Game 4 goes tonight. If you're lucky enough to have some tickets, I think I was looking on Ticketmaster a couple days ago, and we're talking nosebleeds were $150 plus, and that was the cheapest. So if you're lucky enough, make sure that you enjoy it for me, because I know that I'm going to be watching at home. I'd rather enjoy my own cooking, my own beer, watch the game on my own screen, feet up, don't have people jumping around, all that stuff. And I keep my money in my pocket. That's all nice.
How many standing room only tickets did they sell?
You know, that's a good question. I didn't see that. I can see if I can check that.
I think that's the only thing that was actually left there. It was standing room only.
Now, is that from on Ticketmaster, or is that through?
I don't know. Arena? I think you have to go through the arena. I don't know if that's where you can. You have to walk up, and it's basically a crapshoot on whether you're going to get them or not. But I anticipate there'll probably be at least 3,000 people outside watching on the screen outside.
They do the watch parties too when they're not here, so that they still. Oh,
I'm
open
sure
that.
I'm sure that'll be out there too. I mean, if it's sold out, why not? So, I mean, the weather will be perfect for it. It'll be hot as usual, but I think it'll be perfect for it. And I would say at least 2,000 to 3,000 people will be out there.
It's crazy to think that Coach Cooper came in partway through last season. Or no, 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, I've always said he seems like he's the Tony Dungy of hockey. You know, it's like, when they had their little losing streak,
Interesting analogy.
they were down 2 games. He's like, somebody had said, do you want your guys to get fired up? He was like, yeah, of course I want them to get fired up. I want them to get a little angry, and be a little more aggressive. So that's he just reminds me of that. That's just the way he does it. No matter what Dungy was too, no matter what you could say, hey, Dungy, how come Fox showed your receiver two yards out of bounds asking for the football? Well, we're not going to let Fox dictate how we're going to run our offense. Okay. That's the way Coop is. It's the same way. He smiles and just says it. So,
but one thing that I've always...
You can get your players to play doing that? Fine.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go with what works, and everybody's style is different. You have to see what the... feel, I guess, in the locker room is going to be. It may even be different day to day, and that's one of the things about a good coach is what it's going to take from day to day and with player to player to be able to give them the kick in the backside, or to be able to put your hand on their shoulder and say, look, this is what happened. This is what we need to do. Let's fix it and let's press forward. But it's always about you look at a lot of the players that do the best over the long term, and I would venture to say that this goes the same for coaches. You want to be as even keel as possible. You don't want your highs to be too high. You don't want your lows to be too low, and to be able to still be able to perform so you don't have to deal with these peaks and valleys and everything that comes along with them. You want that average to stay the same emotionally to be able to continue to perform at that same level. And again, I think the coaching, it's not quite as critical, but I imagine that's sort of the same way. You have to be able to sort of keep that cohesiveness, the kumbaya, but still be able to say, look, we have a job to do. Let's go and be able to pump them up. And if Coach Cooper is in a position right now to say, all right, well, that was pretty good.
But you just wonder, with the team being so young, you'd think they would need that stern guy, not the,
Well, I think that this is a young team, but it's a mature team.
Yeah, well,
there is
a difference, but...
There's a big difference.
Age-wise, they're young.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Age-wise, they're young, but playing time, they're mature.
You also have to think, where did Cooper come from?
Yep.
He came from Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these young guys, who did they play for when they were in Syracuse? They played for him. So they played with him for possibly longer than the veterans on the team right now. So this is sort of his team that he's grown up and they've been able to bring guys up. And then he still has the veterans who are utilizing their team leadership and their experience.
I've seen it all year long. So I predicted them to go, I said it mid-season, the way they were looking, I predicted them to make it to the Cup Finals. So I'm right on.
You're right on so far.
I got a couple more wins to go, and I'm right on.
I'm not going to lie. I was playing devil's advocate a little bit earlier with Rob. I have said that I'm not entirely convinced the Bolts will get out of this round. I do feel the Rangers are very capable. I am very afraid of what Henrik Lundqvist can do between the pipes. Again, whose consistency will prevail, Lundqvist or Bishop? And I think all the pressure's on them, and we'll see how it all plays out. But Lundqvist is so much more experience. He is older. He's been able to be in this situation before, so he has that on his resume and in his mind. But then you also have the other end of the spectrum where Bishop, again, he's young. Is he so young that he doesn't know he's not supposed to be going this deep into the playoffs? So with all of that said, we'll hit this first break. And if you want, call in 866-1013-40. We can talk more hockey. We can talk baseball, UFC. That's where Randy is. He'll be calling in later in the show. Plenty of stuff to get to. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg, so give them a call today, 727-895-5555, 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Mamma Mia, Broadway's smash hit musical, featuring 22 of ABBA's greatest hits. Mamma Mia, you already know you're gonna love it.
June 23rd through 28th at the Straz Center.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Welcome back. This is the second section. I don't know. What are those called? Second part of the show. I want to do everybody a favor. I want to give everybody a quick heads up right before we bring Randy on from Vegas. Just a heads up, the Florida Highway Patrol has announced it will be out in force with their DUI Wolfpack detail. This Memorial Day weekend operation begins at 7 p.m. Friday, May 22nd, runs through 3 a.m. Saturday, May 23rd. Also, motorists are encouraged to notify the FHP by calling *347 from their cell phones if they spot any impaired drivers. So stay safe, don't drink and drive, help a brother or sister out, enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. Enjoying the Memorial Day weekend. That's what Randy's doing out in Vegas. We got UFC 187.
What's I was going to say, unless they're policing the area between my refrigerator and my couch, I'm fine.
Very nice, very nice. That's where Randy is not going to be, at his own fridge. He'll be enjoying Anthony Johnson versus Daniel Cormier. Randy, how are you, sir?
Hey, Alex, what's going on? Hey, first and foremost, before I tell you where I'm at, and, you know, the real quick on tomorrow's fight, why do they let you know where the police are going to be? I hate that. I don't want anybody to know, because if you're dumb enough to drink and drive, you deserve to be arrested.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It just kills me. So, all right, they're telling you don't drink and drive this weekend, but we won't be out next weekend, so you can do it then. Just don't tell them. Just get caught. But anyway, I am going to be attempting, before we talk about UFC 187, the Vegas indoor skydiving here. This is the original. This is the very first indoor skydiving facility in the country. We'll have some video. We'll have it up on the website next week, or as soon as I can get it to you. And it's going to be really cool. So we'll talk more about that later. But, yeah, UFC 187 tomorrow, Anthony Johnson against Daniel Cormier, Chris Weidman against Vitor Belfort, Cowboy Cerrone, Benavidez, all those guys did the open workouts yesterday, the interviews yesterday. Last night's show, by the way, was off the chain, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I think the words I used were absolutely monumental.
Tell me the last radio show that you tuned into, the last sports radio show with, you know, some pretty big names like Pat Barry.
Barry, you know, yeah.
Barry, Rose Namajunas, Trevor Whitman, and we're talking dogs.
Yeah, that was kind of unexpected. I'll use that word. You like to keep it kind of off the typical. You don't like doing the normal all the time, but that was unexpected.
You know, this UFC tomorrow, UFC 187, is worth whatever is being charged on the pay-per-view. You know, there's a lot of pay-per-views now. There's a lot of fight nights. There's a lot of fight passes. If you look at this card on paper, it's unbelievable. It's stacked.
Top to bottom.
Mike Pyle is on Fight Pass. This is a guy that's fought on main cards. This is a guy that's, you know, been main events on undercards, and he's on Fight Pass. So what is that telling you, you know, about this card this weekend?
Not only that, but it's not even the card it was originally billed to be either. There's been so many changes with it, and yet they've still been able to keep it at a very, very high level with a lot of big names, completely top to bottom, and it's completely worth, as you said, all the money and all the time that this broadcast will be.
Yeah, well, 1,000%. But a lot of other things going on. The Lightning, how about Golden State? Houston
that was
didn't want to win that game, and Golden State tried to give it away.
And how much of that rests on Harden, how much rests on Howard, and how much rests on the coach?
Because I'll put the phone away.
Between the passing between Harden and Howard wasting the last couple seconds, and then also the fact that the coach didn't use the timeout, who takes the majority of the blame there?
How can you blame Harden for anything?
Because he's the one that's that's been there. He's been the one who's taken those shots in the for the rest of the season.
It would be like blaming LeBron James for something. It's something you just can't do.
I mean,
without Harden, they're not there. You know who I blame? Howard, just because I don't like him.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
We're in a back hallway right now for this Vegas indoor skydiving. And I don't know if you know much about it, Alex, but it's like a jet engine. And what we'll do is we're going to go inside this arena. We're all mic'd up and all that kind of stuff. And this jet engine will shove you 30, 40, 50 feet high. Like you're actually skydiving.
Well, does it matter what somebody's personal, how do I say this?
Fatness?
Well, I was going to say aerodynamics.
how
does that come into play?
I don't think it really does come into play because, you know, everything is good. They're allowing me to go up. I think I need to check out because we're getting ready to go into this real quick class, and I will try to call back in before the end of the show.
Gotcha. Okay, well, please stay safe.
Yeah, for what that's worth.
Please stay safe. Don't get thrown into the ceiling. Don't get thrown into a wall. Don't get sucked into the bottom of the engine or something like that. So,
I'll try to call back into the show before the end of the show.
All righty, we'll talk to you later. Sure. Take care. Enjoy yourself. I really hope we get a lot of really good video out of this. That's going to be not radio gold, but we'll definitely have that on the website. We'll see if somebody's got a GoPro, at least a camera phone. Somebody has to be able to hook us up because, the whole aerodynamics thing, I'm a little questionable. I'm a little questionable right now.
I hope he didn't eat at the buffet before he's doing this.
Let me tell you exactly where he ate because it is all over his Facebook
right
now.
Oh, you got to, don't tell me he took food pictures.
Oh, he has not stopped talking about this one barbecue place in Las Vegas. Rolling Smoke, every single time he goes out there. Hell, even when he doesn't going out, he was going out to Dallas, and he was talking about the barbecue in Vegas. So that's the level, the pedestal upon which Randy has placed this barbecue, and there's pictures all over Facebook. Hey, look what I had for breakfast today. Exactly.
What, do you have a side of beef for breakfast?
An entire side, yeah. Uh-huh. Probably about that, yeah. We already talked a little bit about the bolts. We did get into a little bit of the card. We'll talk obviously more about this weekend's card and some of the other news that has come out with MMA in general, be it the Nevada State Athletic Commission and their penalties. They have the new penalties they will levy starting in July for PED usage, as well as what Dana White has said regarding John Jones and his status with the UFC currently, as well as once the end of his suspension is over. So with all that said, we are at 2:30, the bottom of the hour. Let's pay a couple more bills and catch us for the next half hour. This is Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Some people don't believe in mermaids. Hope that's not you, because they exist at Wikiwachi Springs State Park off US 19 and State Road 50, just north of Spring Hill. Since 1947, the magic of the mermaids have been entertaining visitors at the 538-acre Springs Park. Come and watch in the 400-seat submerged theater, The Little Mermaid Show at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. Wikiwachi State Park offers mermaid shows, reptile shows, boat tours, and swimming in the pristine spring. At Buccaneer Bay, Wikiwachi State Park is a perfect backdrop for wedding receptions, birthday parties, picnics, meetings, retreats, family reunions, or just to relax on the white sandy beach. Step back in time when things were much simpler and enjoyable. Spend the day at an original theme park. Call 352-592-5656 or log on to wikiwachi.com for upcoming events, hours, and ticket pricing. Wikiwachi Springs State Park, where mermaids do exist.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Jamming out. Memorial Day weekend. Hope everybody is going to stay safe, but have a lot of fun, because that's what you're supposed to do when you have, hopefully everybody has a day off, at least one, maybe a couple, but maybe you'll be able to enjoy some sports. I know that Bucks are trying to make it a little bit easier for you to follow what's going on regarding their Ring of Honor inductions. They actually made some five-game ticket plans for each of the two inductees this year. Obviously, we talked about already Mike Allstott and Doug Williams being inducted later in this year you have Allstott's on October 4th and Williams is on December 6th. But you can buy either an Allstott plan or a Williams plan. And the Allstott plan is going to include the induction game for him, which is, as I said, October 4th. That's against the Panthers, as well as the Cowboys on November 5th, the Saints on December 13th, Titans on September 13th, and the Browns on August 29th. The Williams plan, that is 6th December against the Falcons. You have the Bears on December 27th. Giants are November 8th. Jags on October 11th. Bengals on August 24th. So that's going to be... I don't know. I need to check, see if there's some prices on there. I hope they're making some deals on those. But some more football news. You have Michael Sam getting his chance to play some pro football up in Canada, signing with the Montreal Alouettes. He obviously was drafted by the Rams, but was cut, didn't make the team, was signed on by the Cowboys for their practice squad, released on 21 October. So he's going to get a chance to play up in Canada, and we'll see if he'll be able to play his way into the NFL. We might see him eventually. But I guess right now the big news is still talking about Deflategate, still talking about Brady, still talking about the appeal. Even right now in studio, we have the TV on, the four-letter network, outside the lines, and Bob Lee they're talking to DeMaurice Smith right now, the president of the NFLPA, to discuss what they feel should happen with Roger Goodell recusing himself from the Tom Brady appeal. Makes sense. I mean, I understand why they feel that. Again, I don't think the NFL have the most solid process when it comes to discipline and their appeals process. I don't think I'm talking out of turn. I think a lot of people feel that way. But it'll be interesting to see how Goodell will handle this, especially with something that is as big as something that involved going to the Super Bowl. It's one thing to have a player's personal conduct that's going to be addressed by the commissioner, both as the person who levied the initial punishment and as the person who's seeing the appeal. But with the way everything's going and the significance of Deflategate, the Super Bowl, the Patriots, with Brady's personal suspension and that appeal process, it does not make sense to me for Goodell to be involved, especially if the NFLPA plan on calling him as a witness to hear his testimony regarding it. I understand it all. I still don't get why we're in this situation in the first place, if that makes sense. Ed, you may have a little bit more insight or a better insight than I do, but why hasn't the NFL ironed out their disciplinary system to the point where we're not questioning absolutely everything that happens and is decided upon?
Well, for the Deflategate thing, there's no proof yet. I mean, they don't have any real proof. So, I mean, how do you...
Well, they don't have
proof. How do you discipline for proof that you don't have?
And well...
You know, and then...
We can actually talk about that specific... those words once we get to Aaron Hernandez as well, but the bottom line is it was already decided upon. There has been a judgment levied.
Okay, there's two different entities though. There's the law and then there's the NFL law, because you know somebody like Greg Hardy, who got his charges dismissed, there's no doubt what he did, yet the NFL still suspended him. Okay, he was not charged with anything. Ray Rice. Those charges are going to be dropped, as insane as that is.
Right.
And he's been suspended for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So do they just go the same way with the Deflategate, that they just go with what their gut feeling is and suspend Tom Brady for... I want proof that he knew, he ordered it, I guess. I don't know. And how do you keep a secret that long?
True. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be really hard to prove that in the first place. But again... The bottom line is the initial punishment has already been not carried out. Obviously, we have to get to the season first, but it's already been decided upon, and they've already said, hey, look, four games, and you're going to have to deal with it. But I'm still sort of confused. Why haven't they figured out a way, regardless of what the decisions have been, why have they not put something together that is going to take Goodell more out of that decision seat, either for the entire process or at least for the appeals, so that this conversation doesn't hold everything up after every single thing that is appealed?
Could it be that he's too close to Robert Kraft? And that's going to hurt his team. It could be. I think that's part of it. There needs to be an independent, not one hired by the NFL, but an independent counsel or independent investigator. Somebody that's not on the bankroll for the NFL, but somebody that can investigate this thing properly and find out. Because if that's what happened, I'd like to know how he managed to keep it a secret for how many years that they were supposedly doing this.
But again, where do you draw the line, and with whom? Because a lot of people say, well, Randy included, me sometimes, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Everybody does right. This. You had last night in Atlanta with the Brewers and the Braves. You had Will Smith, the pitcher, the relief pitcher, who was thrown out of the game four pitches into his relief appearance because he had something on his forearm. He claims it was sunscreen and rosin that he forgot to wipe off of his forearm. And Freddie Gonzalez said that he didn't even go to the umpires until he saw him go to it with his pitching hand.
I think all NFL quarterbacks do something to the footballs. And because Brad Johnson said, right, go to a store and pick up one out of the box and try to throw it. You can't. There's so much shine on it and stuff. You have to rub it down, scuff it up a little, whatever. Deflating it, you know what? Maybe they don't want to admit something good, but if in cold weather games, if that pumps up the passing games, it makes it more fun to watch because you're able to pass. But I don't understand.
Are you talking
because
ratings right now?
No, well, of course. NFL is always about ratings. Why do you think there are games on Thursday night, for crying out loud? But, you know, if that helps the game any, I don't know, in cold weather games to lose it. But the thing is that they after they either got busted with it or whatever, and they started monitoring the PSIs in the football, they still did the same thing. They won. They didn't fumble. They won. Even the one that supposedly the linebacker grabbed the football and intercepted Tom Brady, the Indianapolis Colts, and flipped it to the ref and said, there's something not right about this football. Wow. You mean to tell me that the ref that just put it down and marked it for play couldn't tell the difference, but you could? How is it that the only one other than the center and the quarterback that touches the NFL, the footballs, are the officials? How come they could not tell that 2 pounds difference?
Yeah, because if you're talking about who has the most, not experience isn't the word, the most contact with the balls, and that's the referees. That's the guys who are involved with every play for both teams. You can say that a quarterback or a center, yeah, well, that only works for A, when they're in the game if they get subbed out, but B, that only works for half the game when their team is on the field. The referees, yeah, if regardless of who has the ball, what's going on, then no matter what, they're going to have contact with the ball. They would have to know something is up. Some game is afoot. So yeah, I agree with that. But bigger picture, even outside of Deflategate, I think people in general will have a better outlook on the NFL, on the sport of football, but on the NFL and everybody who's running it, when we stop running into this same problem every single time, there is some disciplinary action taken because it's automatically going to get appealed. And then what's the first question that's always asked? Well, is Goodell involved? Well, yeah. And so then we go to the same thing. You have Demaurice Smith from the NFLPA saying we want Goodell to not be involved in the appeal process. So the same.
I don't think they want any more black eyes. In the last, 18 months, the NFL's taken a lot of black eyes.
You don't think this is a black eye? Still a black eye.
Oh, I know it is, but every time it's talked about, it keeps being brought up. It's a black eye for the NFL. I mean, I think they have to find a way to make this go away quietly or whatever. Because, listen, you got guys like Jerry Rice that are coming out and saying, well, you know what? When I played, I put some stickum on. And we all know stickum is banned.
Sure.
So you don't see guys like where's Peyton Manning? Where's Drew Brees? These guys that have got all these passing numbers. Why aren't they actually coming out and saying, hey, that's not fair. I got my 4,000, 5,000 yards with a fully inflated ball. Or I didn't do anything to my footballs and I got 5,000 yards passing. How come these guys are not coming out of the woodwork? Why? Because this is a big can of worms for the NFL. I'm telling you, if you prosecute this and you bring this to the forefront and you give them a 4-game suspension, you know what? Then if I'm the Patriots, I'm going to start looking into other teams that are doing things with footballs. And you know that if one equipment guy blew the lid off this thing, you know there's thousands of them out there over the last 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years that are going to come out and say, hey, well, we were told to do this and that to the football. Come on. I mean, you can't keep a secret in this room, for crying out loud.
All I can say is no one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Well, no. No, but it's a lot of money.
That's what's going to happen.
It's a lot of money.
All the fingers are going to be pointed. All the eyeballs are open, and everybody's going to be
run through. Look at the ripple effect. If he's suspended for 4 games, they have to go get a quarterback. They have to go get a quarterback for 4 games.
Do they?
Yes, they do. They have to have somebody on the roster.
We'll talk about that specific question more once we get on the other side of this break. Last break of the afternoon. This is Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Mamma Mia, Broadway's smash hit musical, featuring 22 of ABBA's greatest hits. Mamma Mia, you already know you're gonna love it.
June 23rd through 28th at the Straz Center.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is your Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
She was a fast machine, she cut.
just a couple minutes left. We'll try to make it as action-packed as possible. You really think that they have to go out and get somebody? Because I feel that, obviously, Brady is still your quarterback. It's not like you're trying to replace him, but this is a stopgap for four games, and you have a backup.
You gotta have two backups, though. You gotta have two.
So who do they really need to go out and get, though?
They'll have to keep somebody.
You're talking about going and picking somebody up off the street to fill a roster spot.
Well, depending on what they're running right now for a backup, I think you need somebody with some experience. Maybe just a journey guy just to keep around for four games just in case. You know? I mean, because if they come out and they... I don't know. It's going to be a ripple down effect. I think if I was a Patriots fan, I'd be really upset. And I'm not a Patriots fan. I just think a lot of people hate them because they keep winning. So, same way the Cowboys were when they were winning a long time ago.
And you said that there's the possibility that the Patriots would say, "Oh well, okay, let's start looking at everybody else and trying to." Pardon me, but
you're gonna give it
the Heisman.
You're gonna tell me that this is the only case of an NFL quarterback doing any kind of tampering. This is the only one, and they just happened to catch it.
It's like the Ray Rice thing.
I only had a physical altercation with my fiance one time, and it just happened to be caught on camera.
Well,
that's how that goes.
No, absolutely, and I know what you're getting at. I agree that this is probably a lot wider than just this isolated incident. But does the and if you think about it, I guess there's the way of looking at it could be how much would deflecting the attention to other teams make? At least in this situation, there's been too big of a deal made about it already that you're not going to do anything for yourself. You'd make life harder for everybody else. There's also the chance, the rumor, that this entire thing was brought up from even before the game itself against the Colts. There's the rumor about the possibility, again, that Ravens players Ravens officials could have notified the Colts to say, "Hey, be on the lookout," which could have, in theory, then precipitated this. This could have actually started even technically before the championship game between the Pats and the Colts. So, again, it's a lot of he said, she said, finger pointing. Does it do anything for you now? Will it affect rivals later on down the road? Blah, blah, blah. Then you have to think, well, at some point in time, you're opening, especially if something comes out and it says, okay, well, yes, definitively, Baltimore notified Indianapolis. Indianapolis brought it up to the NFL. Deflategate happens. Then you open yourself up to say, okay, well, who's at the bottom of this in the first place? Baltimore, now other people, other teams are going to be watching out for you. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I would just be now on the lookout because all of a sudden one ball boy said that he let air out of the footballs, and now we have to check them all. So it just happened to be that one time. That was the only time, right? Is that what they're saying? That's what they're concluding? Or what? Or he's been doing this for years and nobody said anything.
I think that's
what they're saying. Yeah. So he's been doing this for years, and ball boys don't go out and get drunk and talk to each other and stuff, and it's not gotten out since that. It was a linebacker that intercepted the ball and flipped it to the official and said it doesn't feel right.
That's how they got busted? Who's not exactly, he doesn't have his hands on the ball anywhere nearly as frequently as anybody else.
I mean, if it were an official that said, something not right about these. Like if you throw a baseball, you know, the pitchers, if they're doctoring up the ball, if you throw the ball against the wall and it sticks, okay, there's something wrong there. If you throw the football down and it doesn't bounce, okay, there's something wrong with it. But you're going to tell me that that little bit made a big difference, that that linebacker who's now an expert TCM on football PSIs happened to intercept that ball for 3 seconds and felt there was something wrong with it?
He must be really good.
Yeah, he must be really good. Yeah. He must be able to tell people's weight and stuff like that.
He's really good at the carnival games.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like I'm sticking up for the Patriots. I'm not, but I'm just saying that if this is a costly suspension, 4 games is a very costly suspension for the Patriots.
And it's something that's been coming up with the other suspensions. You're setting a precedent.
Right, but I just want proof. That's all. That's all I want, proof.
And that's exactly what Hernandez was saying, and his legal team was saying after his conviction. They said that they wanted his conviction thrown out because there was no proof, because the conviction was made strictly on circumstantial evidence, and it wasn't enough to come up with a conviction. Obviously, your defense team was crap enough to get you to allow you to be convicted on bad evidence, in their opinion, and now they're trying to make a big deal and say, you know what, we feel that it's going to be appealable based on the fact that maybe we shouldn't just believe what happened in the first trial. We want a do-over. That's what exactly it's saying. And then Hernandez, I don't know if you saw this, the new neck tattoo that says Lifetime on it. He obviously got it while in prison. He's obviously making friends. He's doing pretty well for himself there because he already has a new tattoo. It looks like it was done fairly well, too. But he's already been put into segregation because he was a lookout for a fight. He was standing guard to watch for any of the guards. But obviously, this is a gigantic cluster that's going on with Hernandez. We'll see how his next trial goes. We'll see if he gets an appeal in the first place. Real quick before we go, John Jones, he's supposed to be the one fighting in the main event of UFC 187. He was in a hit and run in Albuquerque, ended up getting his title stripped and was suspended by the UFC, faces 3 years in prison. But Dana White says that he gets an immediate title shot once he comes back, if he comes back. Completely disagree with that. Right now, we will know that he will be fighting, possibly, either Anthony Johnson or Daniel Cormier, because they're the ones fighting for the title tomorrow night on pay-per-view, UFC 187 MGM in Las Vegas. Thanks for hanging out with us for this hour. Hope everybody has a great Memorial Day weekend. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week.